Hi there, and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebearers. In the Gubba Podcast, I discuss food storage, emergency preparedness, homesteading, and everything in between. And this week, I would like to talk about food preservation and specifically a pickling. It is pickling season as fresh produce begins to line the shelves at the store and your counter. And pickling is the easiest form of food preservation and is incredibly tasty, in my opinion. I think it's so stinking easy. Seriously, like if I can do it, so can you. And I genuinely believe that. I've been participating in a local farm share where I get farm fresh produce weekly. And to be honest, I signed up for it a few months ago for this summer, and I have so much produce that a lot of it is going to my chickens and my neighbors each week. And what me, the chickens, and my neighbors don't eat, I pickle. So far, I have pickled radishes and asparagus, and both were so dang delicious. So pickling makes eating vegetables easier, for me at least. I don't know about you, but I'm just not a big vegetable person. Like, even though I was vegetarian for 10 years, yes, 10 years, vegetables just aren't my favorite. I wasn't sitting there eating vegetables when I was vegetarian. I was sitting there chowing down on chips. Pickling just makes vegetables edible and delicious and so versatile. Like, sure, you could throw asparagus on your breakfast burrito, but would you really want to? Probably not, but pickled asparagus, on the other hand, heck yeah. I literally had pickled radishes on my breakfast burrito last night, and I put pickled asparagus on my breakfast burrito this morning, and both were so, so good. So, what is pickling? Pickling is a way to preserve your food and extend the shelf life for it, which I'm all for. You know, if you listen to my other podcasts, follow my content, you know I love preserving food. I make pickled eggs, which is just hard-boiled eggs immersed in a salt vinegar solution, and they last for a few months in the fridge, but most definitely they don't stay for a few months in the fridge because you eat them so stinking fast. Like, I'm not even kidding. I probably eat my pickled eggs within the week after I let them sit for a few weeks, and then boom, they're gone. But it's neat to have options on how to preserve the food that you have. And there are different methods of food preservation besides pickling. So you have canning, freezing, Mylar bags, freeze drying. But what is exciting about pickling, though, is that because it is like a fermentation in an acidic brine, pickling alters the taste and texture of the food that you are pickling. So would I ever normally eat radishes? No. But would I eat pickled radishes? Oh, heck yeah, baby. I was eating them straight out of the jar because they were so freaking delicious. 10 out of 10 would recommend. And trust me, when I say it is easy to pickle stuff, it is so dang easy. You literally place your vegetables in a jar, pour in some pickling spices, and cover with a hot brine. Allow the vegetables to pickle in the fridge for a few days or so, or a few weeks, depending on what you're doing, and boom, you're done. That's it. For my pickled eggs, I let them pickle for about a month, so they just stay in the fridge for a month, just soaking up all the goodness. My pickled radishes pickled overnight, and my pickled asparagus pickles for about a week. I will be honest though, I cheated and I put the pickled asparagus that I had only pickled last night on my burrito this morning, and it was still so stinking good. Generally though, the longer the vegetables have to pickle, the better that they taste. And depending on how you prepare and store your pickled foods, they can last for a long time. Pickled eggs can last for months in the fridge. So if you decide to use a canner with your pickled goods, they can last longer than a few months and will be shelf stable as long as you follow safe canning procedures. I personally haven't canned any pickled goods, so that's like making the brine, putting it over your vegetables, and then putting them into a canner, just because I haven't had a massive abundance of produce. And Instead, I have been given like a bunch of asparagus, like what you get at the store, and a bunch of radish. So not that much. And these have only yielded small amounts to pickle with. So I haven't bothered to go the extra mile to can them. But if I had a lot of pickleable produce, I would probably go the extra mile and can them and line my shelf with some pickled goods. I eat my pickled goods so fast though that it makes sense to just have small batches here and there. I'm not even kidding. I think my rashes were gone in a few days. My asparagus are next. My pickled eggs like never last. They are so dang good. And so far I have videoed me pickling eggs and me pickling asparagus. The only difficulty that you will see I had in the pickling egg video is peeling the dang eggs. That took forever, and I don't think the asparagus video is out yet by the time I release this podcast, but it will be soon. And asparagus was incredibly simple. I cut the asparagus to the size of the wide mouth pint canning jars I was using, poured in the spices, covered in brine, and placed in the fridge. That was literally it. Took like no time at all. And for pickling, you will need the vegetable you want to pickle, obviously, vinegar, water, sugar, which is optional because you may not like to have a sweet brine, salt, canning jars, a funnel maybe, and lids. Having canning supplies on hand is always a bonus in case you want to take the extra step and can your pickled goods. Pickling is a great and easy way to store your vegetables that are also on the verge of going bad. I had my asparagus for about a week and I noticed that the stalks were going a bit limp. So an easy way to deal with that was to pickle and end up with some cute decoration for my fridge or shelf. Have I mentioned how pretty pickled items are? If not, the finished products are super pretty. Like you have the spices floating around and like a colored brine. And I hate to waste food, and it is hard for me to admit, but I pretty much eat the same things over and over and over again and never get tired of them. So this farm share has been a bit out of my comfort zone because I have been overloaded with produce each week that I normally wouldn't eat, like spinach, arugula, but I'm happy though, because if it wasn't for the farm share, I never would have realized how much I love pickled radishes. Maybe this is your sign to pickle some radishes. They're in season right now. Go to the store, get some, pickle them, yum. Other food preservation methods are great, and I have been doing a lot of those as well, but pickling is quickly becoming a top favorite for me. I like that pickling is easy and that it is able to be done in like 10 minutes. I can pickle something so stinking fast, like 10 minutes of my time. I'm not spending a ton of time doing anything else. 10 minutes, I can sacrifice that at night. If I wanted to can some meat or a vegetable, for example, it's a lot more extensive and an intense process. There's more dishes, more drama, and I'm about that simple life. Everything has their time and place. Freeze drying is fun and there is minimal cleanup, but then I have to deal with the freeze dryer heating up my house and listening to it throughout the night. Pickling this summer is the way to go. You don't have to heat up your house. It takes literally no time at all. And maybe if I'm feeling crazy, I will do some canning of my pickled goods. I will keep y'all posted on that and how it goes. And probably the top vegetable to can and pickle is cucumbers, because you know what those turn into, right? Pickles. I love pickles. And that's probably why I love pickled goods so much, because they have that similar tang to pickles. Even if you don't like pickles, you might like some other pickled vegetables because, you know, the pickled asparagus tastes different than a pickle. It has the similar tang, but different taste and texture. And as I've mentioned, all pickling really involves is covering a vegetable with a brine. And the brine generally consists of vinegar, water, salt, and sugar. The more you pickle foods, though, you will realize how you like your brine to taste. I don't like sweet brines, so I usually minimize the amount of sugar that I put into my brine. I love, love, love spicy brines, so I load up the jars with spicy pickling mix. I cheat here a bit and get a bulk mix of spicy pickling mix from the store, but you can create it with peppercorns, mustard seeds, cloves, and other spices. Again, this can be adjusted based on taste, preference, and allergies. I literally went to the bulk section of the health food store and picked up some spicy pickling mix. It lasts a long time, But it sells out fast, so since it is the beginning of the pickling season, you will want to get your pickling spices soon. So right now, at the beginning of the pickling season, they sell out fast. I remember going to the store last year, and the spicy pickling mix was all sold out, so I had to buy the individual ingredients, and that was if I could find them. You can also use fresh herbs. I have used fresh dill and pickled eggs before, and it was so yummy. If you can, throw in some fresh herbs. They definitely take it up the notch in pickling and give it that extra like flavor. And I love seeing like the fresh herbs like float around in the brine when I say that like pickled items can be used for decoration. So stinking pretty. And jars are something you should always have on hand. They come in handy when you need to store foods or liquids, and definitely when you are going to be preserving food. You can also make sweeter brines, but I haven't dove too much into that because I don't like sweet pickled items. Just really not my thing. Again, the more you pickle and try different variations of brines and spices, you will know what you like and you can adjust according to your taste. I love that about pickling, that you can adjust as you go and learn. Whereas with canning, you can't change much because you have to do exactly as the recipe says, or you could end up with a spoiled item, something dangerous on your shelf. Pickling, on the other hand, you can change it up, mix and match a bit, you know? But I appreciate you tuning in today. I hope that you enjoyed my rant about pickling and how much I adore it. I'm going to be doing so much this season. I can't wait. I'm serious. The pickled goods I have been putting on my breakfast burritos lately have been incredible. But try some pickling. Let me know what you think. You can always reach out to me on my socials. Send me some pictures of your beautiful pickle decorations. And I hope that you have the most amazing day. Bye.